The Eurythmics on Sean for Breakfast. Estimates is 7:47 Triple M. And coming up on Thursday night, Triple M rocks football. Round one of the 2019 AFL season officially starts. Can't wait. The Eagles play on Saturday night. Triple M will also be covering that. That's the West Coast Eagles versus Brisbane at the Gabba. And the Dockers will be playing North Melbourne on Sunday at Optus Oval. One person that won't be there is Jesse Hogan. He has cited some interesting circumstances as to why he won't be available round one. To talk to me about it, I have Terry for breakfast. He is our Triple M presenter in the Avon Valley. Terry, how are you going, mate? And what was your original reaction when you found out Jesse Hogan, the Dockers star recruit, wouldn't be playing round one?
I've got to say, I'm shattered because, for quite a few years since Pavlich, even before Pavlich, Fremantle have been crying out for a key forward, and we've finally got one. We finally get him in our lab, and he's broken down, unfortunately. But, look, he's battling some personal issues. He's made some poor decisions around alcohol consumption. They're the words of the football manager, Peter Bell. So, yeah, I'm a little disappointed heading to Sunday's game at Optus Stadium. I mean, that could really have set up Fremantle's season, but it's not all about one player. I'm sure another player will step in and fill the void.
Yeah, I mean, we were saying a bit in the last few weeks, he's probably worth 40, 50 goals for the Dockers, which is huge. Mm. Not only that, but it puts less pressure on your Tabiners, those sort of players as well. What do you think about the Dockers in terms of their recruiting? I mean, this year they got Collier, they got Conker as well, some great recruits, yet they've also got Harley Bunnell, Cam McCarthy. What do you think about their recruiting strategy recently?
I think it was poor early on. I mean, there's players that haven't really stepped up to their value, but I feel now, even with Hogan coming through, they're starting to turn a corner. Harley Bunnell, he's putting 100% into training, but just not getting right. As for players like Reece Conker and Travis Collier, I think they'll add some brute through the centre, certainly will go a long way to filling the void of Lachie Neale. And then, of course, you've also got Connor Blakely coming back.
Yes,
he's injured at the moment. So I feel if they can get their best team on the park, they can match it with some of the top sides in 2019.
But isn't that the frustrating thing, that the Dockers seem so close to being able to click and have that really great side, and yet they just can't get there? So Harley Bunnell just can't get up. Like, he's been around for 2 or 3 years with this constant calf injury and off-field sort of whispers, and then obviously now with Jesse Hogan. He was out on Saturday night drinking. We don't know the full story. We know that he couldn't train on Sunday, and look, there is anxiety involved, so we've got to be very careful what we say.
But yeah, you've got to be very careful.
But is it all right to be drinking when you're an AFL player a week before the season?
Well, he's on approximately $900,000 a year.
Yeah.
He's come across, he's got all this pressure around him in front of the family and friends in WA. I think it might have been a very poor decision. I mean, let's face it, I mean, he's going to a new employer. You'd want to be impressing your new bosses. And, I mean, to be seen drinking out a week before your first game of the season, your first time you clock on at work, you could say, I think it's pretty poor.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with you. And just before I let you go, how many wins can the Dockers clock this year? Can they get to that magical number of 12 and make the top 8?
I think they'll get anywhere between 9 and 12 wins.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. I reckon they'll be pushing. They'll be alongside Brisbane Lions, and I reckon Carlton might move up as well, but we'll have to wait and see. Predictions are pointless this time of year. Everyone's always proven wrong. I've been speaking to Terry from the Avon Valley Triple M Breakfast Show. Thanks for joining me this morning, Terry. Good luck to the Dockers as well.
Thanks, mate.
Thunderclap Newman is on the way now. Something in the air. Up next, it's Deja Vu for the Esperance Motor Hotel. History repeating itself. More about that cryptic tease after this on Triple M.